Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help even more. With a Credit Karma Money Spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hello.
There you are.
There you are.
It was you. I didn't touch
that. There you are. I've been drinking.
Me too. Well, I started strong on a Negroni.
I started at 8 this morning with Bailey. What?
Making sure we're recording.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I started at 8 this morning with Bailey's. And then packed a couple of water bottles full of Bailey's to the showroom floor where we have a Keurig. So
Bailey's isn't drinking.
I know. But then later I realized the whole booth was drunk when I went to get my second airplane bottle of vodka and mix it with a $4 7-Up. And I realized I've just pulled out 7 empty fucking airline bottles from this bag, and I've only had one. This booth is drunk.
How many people are in the booth? You, Tracy, and your brother, and who?
It's fucking, dude, we've been doing this 21 years, 13 years in St. Louis. This is like the first year when it was me and my brother and one guy. It's literally Michael, his wife, Amy, Tracy, and myself. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I got a text from Johnny Dare's producer. Hey, Jake. I know. Sorry, just got your new phone number from Chaley. I know you couldn't not. Can we do Monday? I know it's early for you, but can you do it? How about we pre-record? How about you fucking stay up till I start drinking at 3, so that would be 5 p.m. pre-record.
I can't imagine why they wouldn't want to. When I hear the lead in, when they bring me on, they do like a Greg Chaley, born in Fullerton, California. And it gives me this whole thing where I feel like I've done something with my life. And then, they go, and here's an excerpt from the Doug Stanhope Podcast. And it is basically me and you with, it sounds like we're recording a rap song. They're bleeping it so much.
Oh, yeah, I forget that, too. It's fucking terrestrial radio, so I'd have to watch my language. Who does that anymore?
Dude, you should seriously ask to pre-record. I don't think they would have a problem with that. Johnny was in the booth today. He came in. It's great. He's a huge, huge supporter of Ghost Ride and everything. Yes. Halloween, so, yeah.
So have you had any fun? When is this over?
It's never over. It never ends.
That's how we feel here, like with company.
Yeah.
Like it seems like a solid 6 weeks or something.
You're like the Four Seasons, dude. There's always customers coming in.
Yeah, so it was Valentina had her whole family here. Like as soon as they left, I left, but I came back, and then the Ericssons were here. And the day the Ericssons left, Bingo's entire family and their extended family, 6 of them came in. So tomorrow, Raider and I are going to just beat feet early so we don't have to do the big goodbye with the family. We're just going to go up to Tucson for a night or two.
Great.
And then next.
I don't think we've mentioned this. I am 2 days in from the Trans World Halloween attraction show in St. Louis. It's my brother's company, Ghost Ride. And I got time off because I'm producing a bunch of video for the booth. So I decided I'd call Doug and we could do a podcast and get it out there because I'm still out of town. And that's where I am. You're still obviously at Funhouse.
Yes, I am. And I'm pre-smoking in it. So the family goes inside when they get back.
Hey, Guy, how's it going, man? I mean, that is Guy, or is that a cutout? Guy moves as much as like a sloth or a cutout in real life.
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to burn through because there's a stack here of thank yous. Rich Viar, we know him very well. He sent some stuff. What I didn't do is write down what they sent. He sent something really cool, and I forget. Someone might have sent money. I don't remember. Did someone send his money? Annette always.
I sent it to you to hold on. Give it to me when I get there.
A guy brought us a carton of cigarettes. That was, and you know what he did? Oh, here's what happened, Chaley. So the family is all out on the patio. And we're just sitting around. It's
Bingo's family.
Yeah, Bingo's family. It is a hot afternoon. And over the gate, this long-haired, stringy kid, ropey, comes like he just fucking survived a month-long trek through the Sahara and sticks his head over going, "Hey, can I get some water? I'm a fan. I was here in August. I helped you clean the fun house." I'm like, "You can have some
water." I remember that guy.
I don't.
No, we had the fun house. It was they were painting it, and we pulled all the stuff out, and so I had he was like standing around, and you're like, "Chaley, put him to work." So I made him like sort like screws or something stupid just to see if he would leave, but he didn't. He did all the work. It was great.
I said, I'll get you water, but you can't stay. I've got a family function going on right here. And he's like, "Can I stay till the sun goes down?" I go, "No, you can't." Okay. And he's like kneeling at my feet. I'm at the end of the patio outside. And he's like kneeling at my feet. Like I'm
You're Christ.
Yeah. Or I think I was about to say that, but I think it was Christ that was washing other people's feet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
like you're a beggar.
Like he was Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, and very close to my personal space. And I'm just like, I'm sleeping in my car and it's an old Bisbee. I walked from old Bisbee and I'm like, wow, it's downhill.
That's 2 miles from old Bisbee to Warren.
Is it? I thought it was a little more.
I think it's 3 round trips. So it's a little
Raiders bit more. Says 3. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's 3 one way. I only did it once.
A lot of people have walked that. In fact, I emailed. He said, "I sent you an email." I go, I don't check my emails regularly. But when I did find it, I go, I know elderly people. Mike and Judy from the baseball field, they walked to Old Bisbee, and they're like 70 and fat. So I don't know what you're crying about. So that happened. And then this morning, we run into Guy at the Shady Dell at Dot's Diner for breakfast. And I'm like, "Holy shit, that's Guy. Come join us." And of course, he just sits there and says nothing and smiles and laughs. Don't even know that there's a joke happening. He's just laughing. And it's not always acid. It's just Guy. So I get a frantic call from Bingo. "Hey, there's that long hair guy is back." Guy also has long hair, and it could easily be confused for that ropey kid that came begging for agua. She goes, "They saw him looking over the fence at Van Dyke, and now he's parked over by Tark's and he's walking around." I go, "No, that's not the same kid. That's Guy. He's supposed to come over." So I went and found where he was. He was just being polite. That when he brought the fucking car.
Was it Guy?
Yeah, it was Guy. This was two days before.
All right, all right.
And now we were expecting a long-haired fucking stringy kid.
Yeah.
But he was so polite. He goes, "Oh, yeah, I brought those cigarettes for you." The gate was open, and he just looked in and just slid the carton of cigarettes down the driveway rather than fucking say anything to Jonathan and Raider were out there on the patio, but he didn't say anything.
Like playing shuffleboard, he just shoved them as far as he could, bocce ball or something.
Yeah, and until I saw him this morning at breakfast, I just assumed it was that same kid that we gave water to and shooed away. He was getting credit for $100 carton of cigarettes.
Buy a bottle of water at the corner store, but he had a cart. He was muling a carton of cigarettes for you.
I thought maybe he was trying to get back in our good graces and sort out another deck of screws.
It's like thunder. I leave and it's like Thunderdome over there. What the fuck is going on, man?
It's fun. Dad just walked in. Dad's here, Raiders here, British yeah. Jonathan's here, guys here, and I assume the rest of the Bingaman crew are on their way.
Yeah, it's a family reunion, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's the first time they're all in the same room since the other gals had partners. If I am correct, I don't think Bingo's left. And yeah, all been together.
Yeah, this is the first time they've all been here that it didn't end up in a fucking emergency room.
That's for true. A month. Yes.
So, yeah, we miss Tracy. We miss her crossword expertise. Mm. It's no fun to watch hockey if we can't shit on her team.
It's, you can still shit on them. She'll know.
Yeah, well, I text her. It was a glorious. I put on, oh, Oilers are just starting. Edmonton Oilers. And I put on the game, and whoever they're playing against scored in the first 34 seconds. And I texted her a bunch of shit, and then we turned it off and put on something else. And they ended up losing. And then she tried to talk shit. And I'm like, we don't really care if you're not here.
Yeah, it falls on deaf ears.
Yeah. And I still have no idea what anyone's schedule is, and I don't think you do either. Hennigan's booking stuff, and I'm like,
Wait, what do you mean? I mean, I don't, why do I need to know someone else's schedule? I know my schedule.
Yeah, but I don't know your schedule. I don't know when Tracy's heading east and you're going north and where I'm going to be.
That all got changed. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it, but yeah,
we're going to stay next week.
There's so many fucking, I don't like the.
Yeah.
When's the family coming in? Bingo never knows anything. Who's coming and who's going?
All right, I'll say this.
Aaron Guy is a wild card.
Okay, Guy and the Agua, the Give Me Agua guy, they're wild cards. But I know Bingo's dad is in the room. We were prepared for your arrival. Doug Baby didn't know, but the people who needed to know knew. I don't need to know anything.
I don't even know. Hennigan just called me and he told me like a bunch of dates he's solidified for people on the mailing list. Hey, make sure you're on the mailing list because those tickets are going to go to those places first. But I don't even want to know where I'm working. Like I know when, but like I know when I have to start, and I know I have to start sooner than that to figure out how to be a fucking comedian again. But I don't want to deal with November and. I don't even want to think about it.
Get in the van, dude. That's all you need to know. Get in the van.
I'm having a book the Mountain Time Zone. If you haven't listened to the new book, I still don't know when we're going to put out a hard copy of the book. I'm very reticent to get back into the world. I don't like the world. The world sucked. But you guys need money. I was drunk last night when Hennigan called me and said. Hey, they want to add extra shows at some place. And I go, I'm sitting to pee. I'm drunk. And I'm saying yes because you and Chaley need the money. I'm doing it for you. I'm saying yes for you. But I know we're fine. But yeah, I have to say yes to things. And I
told you many times, Doug, don't say yes on account of me or Tracy.
Why? I can blame it on you then.
Okay. If you need a scapegoat. We were at dinner with some people, these two gals, they were really awesome. We were talking about crayfish at the crayfish boil. Yeah, I had crayfish boil stories that I could tell someone from North Carolina, right? It was great because we just had that crawfish boil, right? But she's like, oh, you work for a comedian. Anyone I know, is he funny? And I go, if he was funny, do you think I'd have a second job selling masks to farmers? We got along famously after that.
I went down to the San Pedro where you like to go watch birds down
the river that runs from Mexico into America, North America.
All right. Well, yeah. I didn't have that kind of tour guide knowledge. I went with Michael Bean and his dog Cowboy, and I go. We were gonna play tennis. I go. Well, let's just wait and play tennis when the Binghamans get in, and we can play some mixed doubles with the sisters. And let's just go down and walk the dog. And he was all about it, and he was very happy, and he was yammering on. We're talking as we walked the river, and And I said, yeah, well, my in-laws get in tonight, the whole family, and there's six of them. And I said, but it's not a bad thing. I really like them. And he goes, yeah, no, they sound like great people. I know her dad did all that stuff for Bingo when she was in, figured out how to get her off the feeding tube. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forget you read my book. Yeah. And then I'm asking them if they know who Michael Biehn is, and they have no idea. I go, hey, it's great. You don't know the famous guy, and the famous guy knows all about you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, and I went to that new antique store by the Dairy Queen.
The one that kept pushing back their opening date.
Yeah. We went in there today, and just a bunch of old like lunch boxes and a million figurines, and they had a Michael Biehn figurine from Aliens.
Yeah.
Two of them for $24.95.
And they don't have them anymore.
No, I didn't buy it.
Oh, what?
I'll go back. There's two. No one's going in there. But I said I picked it up and I showed the guy. I go, you know this guy lives in town, right? He goes,
wait, whoa! What did you do? They're now $50 a piece.
Yeah, if he went in and signed them, but he does those signings all the time. He just what does he get for an autograph at one of those Comic-Con things?
Like yeah. No, he's like the guy that would be. We go to Monsterpalooza pre-COVID. We would go to Monsterpalooza, and all of those dudes would be lined up, and they're just sitting there at tables. There's, 50 of them, and they would sit there and they'd sign all day. Yeah. I could totally see him having a line, too.
Yeah, I made the mistake of telling Jennifer that Tara can do the karaoke without you, so we can do it anytime, and now she's jacking up Raider. When are we doing it? When are we doing it? All right, these are nighttime ideas.
Yeah. No, nighttime translation, drunk ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to wean myself off the Dave Raider drinking hours. Start at 3 and try to. I think I was up when the folks came. I had to stay up because they stayed up till almost 11 playing Poo on Your Neighbor the first night. I'm like, wow, Dad's awake. Dad says he stays awake till like 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. I'm like, I'm in bed by 8 a lot.
Let me grab a beer. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll kill some time Bill Burr style. I'll do my Monday morning podcast all by myself. Our sponsor, Credit Karma. Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. When you use your Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily instant karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot, and your instant karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Credit Karma Money has already given away over $3 million in instant karma to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Open your FDIC insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. Credit Karma Money. Progress starts here. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. I need a cocktail too. You'll probably edit this out.
I don't edit.
Good. Teach Tarek and Bingo how to not edit.
I told him that. I go, whatever you do, just always think in terms of how do I not stop this thing rolling? How do I just keep going and going and going?
Okay, well, the last one they did was Gretchen Bear, who's a local artist here for the listener. We have a storied history with her. And so they panic when Bingo and Tarek edit. They just panic over, oh, I cleared my throat. Should we add a graphic explain?
Yeah.
That was an actual thing that they were fretting about. So this week after Gretchen, he's like, yeah, I wore these shiny pants, and the light was coming right off my crotch. So it looks like it was highlighting my crotch in these tight, shiny fucking rock and roll pants.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, look. And then I put my hand down at one point, and it looks like I'm accentuating it. And I'm like, you're overthinking this. Yeah. And Jonathan comes in this morning, and he says, I watched the latest podcast, and Tarek has an enormous shiny boner. So they did. Yeah, they were accurate about that. So definitely check out the Paint the Town Bear, I think is the name of that podcast.
Oh, cool.
And make sure to comment about his boner.
His shiny, enormous boner. Yes,
his package, highlighted package. Yeah, because Jonathan already texted him once we told him, oh, that's already a bone of contention, as they say. So he's already probably losing his shit. So if you go on, I'm sure it's on YouTube. I don't know. It's a vodka juice box.
Yeah. I'll have show notes. The link will be in there.
I got some more fucking thank yous. God damn it. There's like so much shit. I just want to get rid of it, but
Okay, I will add.
Matusak. Josh Matusak. I assume it's Matusak because that's the football player from the Oakland Raiders in the late 70s. Hank from Tucson. All right, I have these things. I don't know what you sent, but I put these here. The 420 Sinner. Okay, you just got mentioned. Holy shit, are there a lot.
Oh, what are they?
Lady, the cheese lady. You plug the cheese lady.
Barbara Brewer.
Barbara.
No, plug her business. No one knows who she is.
I know, but the name is
High Munchies.
Mile High Munchies. She sent this over because we mentioned her on the podcast. So she sent this over, this giant charcuterie thing. Hey, how cool is this? It's a fucking 1946 American Airlines, 1948.
So Doug, we haven't been in airports in a while. We spent almost 3 hours in the Seattle airport, SeaTac, which is that main central terminal between A and B and C and D. Before COVID, they were doing a complete renovation. So I'm like, all right, we're over at the end gates, the far gates, and that's where we met uphill Dave's son. So we're in the Alaska Airlines, and that we're way over at end gates. That is a fucking kick ass lounge, right? I go, well, let's touch all the bases, let's hit them all. So
I'm making a Negroni as we speak. So keep going.
So I go over to the D gates, and there's a wait list to get in. The end gates wide open, and it's way better, right? Because you can see the runway.
A wait list to get into what?
Into the lounge.
Delta Sky Club.
No, we were at Alaska Airlines. So that's where we're at, right? So next to the Alaska Airlines D-Gate Lounge, there's a store, and they sell old logos from airlines that no longer exist on T-shirts.
Oh, that's great.
Pan Am and Transcontinental.
Piedmont Airlines.
Yeah. Very cool. But it's so weird because, like we've been – we haven't been in the airport in so long that they've really changed things. And the one thing they haven't done is complete the fucking renovation of the central terminal for the entire COVID. They still got fucking pardon the dust on everything in the middle of Seattle. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people who've been flying and they say it's right back to like it was.
Yeah.
Middle seats and all. We did play tennis. Bean didn't show up. He forgot that we were supposed to play tennis. And I was happy with that. But then I had already told the sisters that we were going to be playing tennis with Michael Bean. So they were already – they didn't – see, the Binghamans, the problem with these Binghamans is they're sober. So when you say something at night, they just show up. They don't double check in the morning. So I'm sitting there doing my crossword puzzle Wednesday morning, and Brooke comes in and says, oh, you're still here. They're all on their way down to the tennis courts. It's 10 to noon. It was supposed to be high noon. I'm like, ah, fuck. I go, I haven't even heard from Bean. So if he wasn't going, I wasn't going to go. And I wasn't going to remind him because I didn't really want to play tennis.
It was morning.
I wanted to play tennis at high noon at high, you know, when I was high the night before. So we went down and I'm like, all right, well, Brooke, Kelly, your boyfriend's going to stand in for Bean. And he's a fucking tower. This guy's like, I don't know, was he 6'6 or something?
And he's the guy from Alaska, right?
Yeah, he's got a beard down to his belly.
Homesteader.
Fucking great guy. Couldn't play tennis worth a shit. Even Brooke
was perfect.
But yeah, he could reach the ball. He just couldn't hit it.
He was the perfect, give him an axe.
He was the perfect height for Brooke to when she was lobbing them that might have gone out of the park, but he could swat it down onto his head. Anyway, then Bingo and Tarek show up. So we do, okay, we'll do mixed triples. So we just had Bingo and Tarek on at the ends, like the out of bounds for all of our
balls.
Shots. Yeah, no, just hitting the ones that were going way far. So, yeah, we had fun. We didn't figure out how to score it by any means, but get some sun, get a little blood going through the heart.
Yeah, it's weird because in St. Louis, we're usually here in March, like early March. Like March 5th was the show in 2020 that got canceled. So we're here now, and it's like it's rained a couple of days, but it's like 80 degrees when it's not raining. And so like we're all like packing jackets and overcoats just as a memory, muscle memory. Oh, we're going to St. Louis? Yeah, I'll get that heavy coat. Yeah, bring something with a hoodie. And we're here, and it's like, fuck, man, cut those pants into shorts. It's fucking sunny outside.
Dave Rader's birthday, so I've been up since four. Yeah, so I've been up since 4:30 in the morning. I called him immediately, but let's not make moves right away. I want to listen to the rest of my book on tape in bed with my eye mask on. And so, I don't know, 6:37, we get together, and I took him to Sierra Vista to get my nails painted for his birthday.
So he watched you get your nails painted for his birthday?
No, he sat in the Suburban, like some kind of beaten housewife.
He wouldn't even go in?
No, I said, well, it's right next to the Dollar Tree, which I took him to the Dollar Tree. I said, anything you want.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. For Dave Rader's birthday, you took him to Sierra Vista to
get my nails
Suburban as you got your nails done, but you tempted him with the fact that he could go into the dollar store.
I told him he could get it whatever he wants. Shopping spree. Everything's a dollar.
At the dollar store.
The Dollar Tree. No, other dollar stores, like Family Dollar.
The Dollar Tree is the lowest branch on the dollar fucking tree.
No, but everything's a dollar. Like the other ones aren't.
It's horrible.
He had a nice time. I went in with him because I had to wait 10 minutes to get my nails painted. But it's right beside a Ross Dress for Less and a Marshall's. He could have gone in there.
You let him?
I didn't even realize the keys were in the Suburban. I go, yeah, I leave the fucking keys in the car so, you know, you can put on the air conditioning and
that's
listen
to your story
on the NPR. He didn't even have the car on. He had the door open because it was 95 degrees. And then
he's like in an abused relationship. Yeah, he just makes me sit in the car. It's like, how come you don't turn the thing? Well, I don't want to turn the air on because he'll know I turned the air on.
Yep, that's him.
He makes you listen to NPR. That animal.
Actually, we got a good book on tape. It's called Napoleon's Hemorrhoids and Other Tales That Have Altered History.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a bunch of dumb factoids. Like Napoleon had hemorrhoids so bad that he waited at Waterloo because he couldn't get on a horse. And if he'd have fucking gone in early, then he might have won. And then I don't know, Hitler would have killed himself. I don't know. It's just a bunch of dumb. It's a toilet reading book.
Wait, like, okay. Napoleon's hemorrhoids killed Hitler? That's the headline.
It was a convoluted introduction to the book. We didn't listen to a lot of it, but you go, all right, I guess it's just something dumb we can listen to on our way to Tucson. But Dave Rader has not been outside the Bisbee city limits since COVID started. So it was just to watch him glow in the bright lights. of a.
Oh, you mean to watch him from inside? You were watching him from inside the nail salon.
But I took him to the car wash. The glow
from NPR lit his face.
I took him to the car wash too, and I let him drive because of my nails. I couldn't, you know, they were still drying.
I love it. He's pretending he's driving because he's on the conveyor belt that pulls up to the car wash.
Pretty much.
Look at me, I'm driving. Look at me.
Yeah, it was exactly what it was. They're like, go this way to get into the groove, get on the track. He didn't get that way. He fucking, he mulliganed that whole fucking car wash.
He jumped the rail into a car wash.
Yeah, and then I thought, oh, geez, it's after 11. I could take him for sushi. And I forget, we've just talked about how much he hates sushi for the last 3 days. I completely forgot. But I took British Jonathan to sushi yesterday. Uh-oh, helicopter.
And it wasn't his birthday?
No, Jonathan, it was just his lucky day.
Oh, yeah. He got to go inside.
Yeah, we did.
Leave the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jonathan, we ate like kings at the Hana Tokyo. It's fantastic. This is the only good month in Bisbee. I hate to say it, all you fucking numbskulls that are buying property out here. Yep, if you're not here for May, well, then it's going to get stifling hot, and then the monsoons is going to bring the humidity and the bugs. And then the bugs don't leave. Oh, here comes Dan. Let's get Dan over here. Come on over. Just get your face in here because I've described you. I just want them to see the giant Alaskan that was the weak link at tennis.
I was the wink, wink.
Hey, Dan. How's it going, man?
Wink, wink.
Dan's great because he's had to go with the family on all these. They did the Lavender Jeep tour, and then they did the mine tour, and I'm like, hey, don't worry, buddy. I got a fucking traveler for you. I got a travel mug. He's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Fill that up with whiskey. And yeah, he's had a fun time that he'll never
remember. That was my question. It's like, because I know the Bingaman gals, does Dan drink? Because if that.
Oh, of course, Dan drinks.
Okay, good. Well, I know he's from Alaska, but.
They were telling horror stories from the slope where they can't drink on the slope. They do, but they're not allowed to.
No, anti-drug. No,
it's not because of natives. It's there's no native population.
I didn't say natives. You said natives.
No, it's a fucking well-known fact.
Oh, it's a safety thing.
Oh, the safety thing. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know.
I didn't say native. You said native.
I'm saying I know about all the dry counties because of the natives.
Oh, okay.
The Inuits, they have dry counties, so I assumed it was that. But no, you're right. It's a safety issue because all people do is work 16 hours a day up there. And then it was like, you know how other people get upset watching those, ASPCA, sad.
Sarah McLachlan?
Arms of commercials. Yeah, just hearing that they have to work in a place where there's no bar and you can't drink. I was saddened. I was welling up with tears. And I go, maybe we can do something. Maybe we could start some kind of charity or I don't know. I was motivated to drink, and that's why I'm drinking.
Dude, that would be funny. Right. Just get stock footage from BP of like workers on the slope, and then have the Sarah McLachlan video or the song playing underneath, and then do a voiceover of like, help these people. They're up there for 2 weeks at a time with no liquor. They have to talk to each other during a shift.
Were you there when we did the Humane Society benefit? After the hernia surgery, where
I remember that's how you you angled it so you could get you traded hernia surgery for the Humane Society, like you did a gig.
Yeah,
right?
that's how it ended up. Is we did a benefit show for.
Oh, I wasn't there.
Well, we had Jimmy G. I said, let's make a Sarah McLachlan montage video with that song playing to play before the show, but it'll be animal porn. And he did it, but he did it like lightweight. He did animal on animal porn.
Oh,
so
shut
down. Like,
but you wanted like money shots, a crocodile money shot.
Look, the fucking guy. You're not prone to watch these things, but there's like the famous one about the guy. They made a documentary that was getting fucked by a horse.
Oh, up in Eugene. Yeah.
Yeah, it was somewhere up there, Bend or something.
Yeah, Andy knows all about that story, like way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Andy, that's you holding the were you holding the camera?
That's what I wanted playing before the show started. It was a montage of like a guy getting killed by getting fucked by a horse with that beautiful song playing. But yeah, he went the right way.
He went with the kitten snuggling in a basket with towels.
Well, no, there's like puppy fucking a chicken videos. I used to do
it. Whoa! Whoa!
Or trying to, hump a. Yeah, so he went softcore with the animal porn. I like my animal porn.
A dog fucking a chicken on camera, that's not softcore.
Well, it's cute. It's a puppy trying to hump a sheep or something. Yeah,
that's not on a Hallmark card, Doug.
It's not like
a dog fucking a chicken.
He wasn't doing like all the angles so you could see it enter.
That's the we have that on the t-shirt. Behind a paywall.
I have Ichabod trying to hump Henry Phillips on a t-shirt, and it's in my Hall of Fame collection. I don't even
know. Yeah, but you don't see Ichabod's balls slamming up against
that's what I'm
Henry's
saying.
Thighs.
You're drunk. BetterHelp.com. Some days lately, any help would be, but this is better than any help. This is BetterHelp. I don't know about you, but I think I've become even more depressed since I've got vaccinated. I think the lack of COVID and the lack of still doing anything has made me even more sullen and withdrawn. BetterHelp is there for you. BetterHelp.com is affordable private online counseling anytime, anywhere. Connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's so convenient. Do it at your own time and at your own pace. Communicate with your therapist as often as you want and wherever you feel it's needed. Help is available at your time and your place. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you're allowed to connect with them in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. Counseling doesn't have to be expensive, and BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Pay a low flat fee for unlimited counseling with your counselor. Send a message to your counselor anytime, and switch counselors at any point if you don't feel like you're getting enough benefit. Find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to counselors located near you. Licensed professional counselors who are specialized in relationships, anxiety, depression, anger, family conflicts, sleeping, grief, trauma, self-esteem, and LGBT matters. Thousands have benefited from online therapy. Just check out their reviews. I want all of us to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/stanhope. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/stanhope.
You are listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
I remember making Dan a whiskey sour. It was the last thing I remember last night. He goes, I'll try that. And he said, it's good. And that's the next thing I remember is waking up with my cigarette still in my shorts pockets in bed. We're getting through this.
You thought COVID was rough.
COVID part two, the family.
Not having Tracy there during family gatherings. That's a tough one.
But yeah, I learned how to make whiskey sours and
we'll see.
For Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, we made some beautiful strawberry margaritas in the Vitamix. I hate that we don't have I hate that we're such I don't want to say shoddy, but we're not the type of podcast that can get Vitamix sponsors, but I'd sell the fuck out of it.
To get a Vitamix sponsor, Doug, by mentioning them on the podcast before?
Yes, I have.
Wait, you've said it, you've couched it in like terms of I would love to be a sponsor of Vitamix because I am a daily user of the Vitamix.
Yes, I have said that.
You said that.
I have, because I told
you. I edit the podcast.
I found out how much fucking Bingo paid for a blender.
Yeah.
I went fucking ballistic. like the cheap models are like 300.
Ninja.
No, it's not a Ninja. Ninja's some other bullshit brand.
Yeah, it's a knockoff.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. A fucking Vitamix will turn gravel into a smoothie. I swear to God. They do fuck you, though. This is why,
okay, this is not the way to get a sponsorship. You understand that?
I was going to say the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, they fuck you in that I think Apple does the same thing, where there's a special to, if you want to take the base off of it and really clean the blades, you have to buy a fucking special tool from them. Yeah, well, you couldn't just make it a fucking screw, you cocksuckers. See, this is why we can't have nice sponsors. But I don't need to clean it that much.
You just cut off the head of your own baby. So I don't think Vitamix is going to be knocking on the door.
Well, maybe they'll fucking change their evil ways.
Oh, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, but shame them. Publicly shame them. You have the best product on the market, and you're getting greedy. That's how fucking bank robbers get caught. They get greedy. Gamblers, card counters, they get greedy. You know what? The house wasn't going to notice, but you had to get that last fucking...
One more score, and I'm out.
Exactly. That's what Vitamix is fucking guilty
of. One more feature on this blender, and we're done.
Making sure we talked about this. That's how we get sponsors. I'm going to shame you unless you give us... I'll spend 10 minutes on every podcast shitting on your fucking sneaky fucking underhanded tactics, or I can ignore it for a price.
I don't know.
Haley, my neck ruffle matches your hair. It's like growing a neck underbeard of your head.
This is the first time in, I don't know, maybe 15 years that people don't confuse me for my twin brother.
Oh, yeah.
My brother owns, he runs the, it's his business, Ghost Ride. But we have masks on and my hair is yellow. And all they do is they look at and they can tell because my hair is yellow and his hair is not. And this is the only time. There's been times where I've had like full, like a stubble beard type thing, and he's clean shaven, and they come up to me and say, "Hey, Michael, we were talking earlier. I want to tell you this." I'm like, "I'll keep writing the order, but you're certainly not talking to Michael." But this is the only, this is the first time, and it's because
he tried to demand that he dyed his hair yellow.
Then go, "No, I was talking to you earlier." "No, you weren't, because I am not who you think I." "It's that guy right there. See him?" "No, it's you." "Listen, man, I'm not going to argue because you're going to spend $10,000. But if you want my name to be Michael, I'll change it."
Mother, thank you, Mother. Mother sent not just to me and Tracy, but also included Dave Rader, his first fan package, a box of crossword puzzle books.
Oh, so nice.
About that. Someone said something to Chad, and it's.
I try to get Chad on this. But he's driving back from Tucson, so that's why he's not on this podcast.
Joe Maurizio from Schenectady. He sent at least a letter. It doesn't seem like it's come out of the envelope, so I didn't read it. Oh, where's that fucking poor bastard? Oh, my God.
Must never read this.
He sent me. He's working on stand-up comedy, so he sent me.
Is that handwritten?
Yeah, all of this pages of material. I made Guy read through it.
Yeah.
And I go, you read my... Fucking Rader is great at that, too. They'll read fan mail. I go, "Just give me the gist." And he goes...
That looked like pretty good pen.
Actually, everyone, this is so sad that everyone read pages of his open mic material that there's, like, no material in it. It's just a really sad life.
Ugh.
But so everyone read that, and nobody has any advice for you. I forget the guy. Hang on, let me get the name.
It's on the first.
Oh, page. Silver Wolf. His last name is Christopher Silver Wolf. My goodness, you have a long road to toe there. Oh, fuck. How come Wilderness Trail Distillery? Are they the ones that sent the
whiskey, aren't they?
Whiskey, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. That's something I won't shit on. Give me a fucking whiskey sponsorship. Fry Ranch. I assume Fry Ranch is, or did we get two whiskeys?
Doug, we had whiskeys hit us up on email, and we never heard back from them.
Yeah, I think what happens is a lot of people do some due diligence or research. And when
they look into it.
Yeah.
They turn it over to their marketing department and go, wait, you wanted to do what? No.
Well, they've got mentioned anyway, because they did send us whiskey. I don't know if Wilderness Trail Distillery is the same as Fry Ranch Whiskey.
But is it the one in Arizona?
I don't remember. See,
that's on the return address.
When we're apart, nothing works.
Thunderdome.
Oh, and you fucking Junior Stopka. I don't know if I've mentioned this. Junior Stopka sent us a great care package. Had a bunch of shitty ties that are awful and a bunch of nonsense, like a Roy Orbison cassette tape.
I'll take it. I got a way to play tapes now. I got a way to play tapes. Keep it for me.
Okay, yeah, all you have to do is go to your thrift store and spend a nickel.
I could probably get the bin for a nickel.
Fucking John Narr. He found that fucking, I've been searching for this for a decade because I loaned that, I don't think you've even seen it.
John Narr, explain who John Narr is.
Yes, he was a comedian, is a comedian, from Iceland, and he ran a joke campaign for mayor of Reykjavik and accidentally won and then had to do it. But he had done an Icelandic show, television series, day shift, night shift, prison shift were the first three seasons. And it was dark. It's very Louis-esque in the way it's, well, not weird like that, but it's filmed dark. It's not a fucking sitcom. It's a dark comedy. And it was one of the most brilliant shows I've ever watched. So I loaned out the four CDs, the first, second, and third season, and they made a movie at the end. And I couldn't remember who I loaned it to last. And I asked every fucking person in this town over years. You can't get it. I asked John Narr, where can I get another copy? I gave you mine, and I can't even get a DVD copy. You can find some of them on YouTube, but they're not with the proper the subtitles. And it just destroyed me. And they're sequenced. You have to watch it all in a row. You can't. Yeah. Fucking Junior Stopka had it for the last fucking 10 years and sent it back.
10 years?
Maybe. I mean, I was 2010 when I went there.
Yes, that's. Yeah.
So, I don't know, 6, 8, 9, 10 years. I've been looking for it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I can't wait to go re-binge that. And yeah, you're going to have a library card. You can watch it here. You can watch it on my couch while I supervise you.
Check it out like microfiche at the library.
All right. How long have we gone? I think we're going to wrap up.
50 minutes. Do you remember that you did that to Duran? What? I was like 18 years ago. I was playing at Coots in the band, and Duran, the owner of Coots, one night Duran and I went to dinner before the show, like before my band played, and we drank, and then he drove us to work. 8 o'clock, I'm drunk going on stage, and then there's these three hairdressers sitting on the north side as my band starts playing, and Duran sends rounds to the hairdressers and tells the cocktail waitress, tell them that's from the band. And he sends the band shots and says, tell the band those are from the hairdressers. So fast forward to the end of the night, take this one gal back to one of the band houses, and she's so drunk, she fell out of the bed, like on the ground, passed out with her ass up on like a pile of laundry. Part of it was mine. I don't know where all these clothes came from. And it was a really shitty band house. And I took a picture of her ass up, no face or anything like that, with her ass up on all this laundry. And I sent it. I got it. And I sent the picture to Duran. I got it printed, right? This is so long ago. Got it printed. And I gave the hard copies to Duran. And I said, hey, check this out. This is fucking hilarious. And Duran sent those pictures to you, Doug.
Oh.
And he said, If my wife, these are hilarious, but if my wife sees these pictures that Shaylee gave me, she'll be furious. So wait like 10 years and send them back.
Yeah, he sent it in a greeting card. I remember
the
passed out chick.
And while I was in Alaska,
I think we're canceling ourselves by just talking about this.
it was like just a bare ass and laundry. And the thing is that
that's not the one.
The picture had my boots in it, and that was the only thing that exonerated him. But his ex-wife would have fucking just cleaned up. So he sent that to you. 10 fucking years later, I am back in Alaska. I had left two times already. I'm back in Alaska, and I'm working at Coots, and you fucking sent that a card with those and said, I think the statute of limitations are over. I'm returning these to you. And fucking Duran fucking was so tickled that, like, not only that he got them back because it was a funny story, but like that you waited 10 solid years to return. Like, it's only funny if you do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how long. Does not matter how long. That's fucking great.
You just made me think about this girl I made the love at in Coos Bay, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Back in my triple days as a kid. And she was, I didn't remember a lot of it. But I woke up in her bed, and she was in the Coast Guard. She had already had to leave to work or serve, whatever you call it.
Protect.
But I just woke up confused in a strange place that wasn't my hotel, and the first thing I saw next to the bed was a pair of combat boots, and I was naked. Like, oh, what? Huh? Oh, that's right.
Please be a chick. Please be a chick. Please be a chick.
Yeah, still have a picture of her. That was back in the whiskey girl days where I would
get
pictures like Gene Simmons of my conquests. What a douchebag. But yeah, that picture of whiskey girl did come in handy when we reunited.
Yes, that panned out.
That's everyone else on Facebook is reunited with people. Like, no one on Facebook. That's why I stopped using Facebook, because the only allure of it was, I'd love to find out what happened to some of these one night stands from back in the fucking triple gig days. Like, does anyone ever go, yeah, Doug Stanhope, let me look him up? Probably not.
All right. It's funny, I'd remember his name.
Yeah, if Greg Chaley wasn't selling masks to farmers in St. Louis, maybe these girls would be reaching out with some kind of fucking fake pregnancy story.
You're welcome.
Hey, if you slept with me back in the day, don't use Facebook. Just Stanhope Podcast. What is it?
Stanhope Podcast at Gmail, or just look over the fence and go, can I have some water?
All right, my beautiful.
Hold on a second. Don't sign off yet. We have to say thank you to everyone on Patreon and Dennis LeCourier from fucking Dr. Hook. He's awesome. Oh, yeah. If you haven't.
Can you send him a link?
I sent Dennis? You the link.
Oh,
I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
It's out, and I'm gonna. I'm, for it.
He's and, me, and so he's got a fucking Michael Bean brain. He does probably.
I'll take care of it. But everyone who's posting on Patreon about how awesome that interview is, you don't even know. That guy is the coolest. And the people that don't know about it, get on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Stanhope Podcast and help support this, because that's how we're able to do this. And then I can stop selling masks to farmers.
That was the line of the podcast, sir. All right. Let's. That's an out. And while you're taking us out, Bingo,
I'll sell it.
Get us out of here, Bingo.
Okay. Bye-bye now.